I'm now joined in the studio with Gavin Byrne. He's going to be talking about BGI Con event, which is coming up on the 4th of August next, and also all about Board Games Ireland. Good afternoon, Gavin, and thanks for joining us.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me.
You're most welcome. Pleasure is all ours, of course. First of all, Gavin, just tell us all about Board Games Ireland, how it was set up, how it works, and how often you guys meet up and so on.
Well, the idea behind Board Games Ireland is it's to help you find other people who share the same hobby in like contemporary board games. So I'd say for a lot of people who aren't familiar with where board games are currently at the moment, probably aren't that familiar with what they are. Like, so most people are probably thinking it was like four games, Cluedo, Monopoly, Scrabble, that type of thing. But board games are a very, very different beast at this time. So over the past 10 years or so, there's been sort of a big renaissance in board games, and there's like really interesting creative stuff happening. And a lot of that is so it'd be these contemporary board games is what we're playing. And it's an expensive enough hobby, so you're buying these games and you have these games, but that's the problem is then you don't have people to play them with, because you may not. That's the issue, because as you know, Christmas time, that's when people play a lot of board games. And the reason isn't you're not playing board games because it's Christmas, you're playing board games because you have captive people together in a room and you do something, and that's usually play a board game. So yeah, it's getting those people together to play a game is the hard bit. So that's what my meetup group does. So we're on meetup.com, which is a website where anyone can go and set up like a special interest group, and it will, other people can say, oh, I will go to this meetup that you're having. So I set this one up about, we're coming up on our fifth anniversary now, so almost 5 years. And there was just like four of us in a tea shop, but it very quickly grew to the point now where there's like 4,000 members, and I'd say we run two meetups a week, each one with between 30 and 50 people turn up at those meetups. And there's no like central point where like one person has all the board games and people play. Everyone just brings whatever board games they have to the meetup, so it's sort of a peer-to-peer network where everyone's bringing something and adding to the community, both by adding themselves as a player and adding new games as well. So one person isn't just relying on buying all the content.
Sounds absolutely wonderful, mm-hmm. Gavin. You mentioned contemporary games. Yeah. I mean, so apart from, say, chess, drafts and checkers, what other type of board games are involved? Well, I mean, the likes of, I'd say, like Ludo, Snakes and Ladders, that's a no-go.
No. Yeah, right. So it's, they're all very different. For instance, because I'm going to meet some friends to play a game this evening, as I bought, this is one of my more recent acquisitions, though, if you can, I don't know if you can convey to the listeners how large this particular box is. So this game is called Gloomhaven. It's a very big box. It weighs about 10 kilos. And this is currently the top rated board game in the world. So there's a website for ranking board games called Board Game Geek. And this is currently number one. So I've heard good things about it, and I only got it recently. But that's an interesting game, this one, in that you only sort of play it once. But you play, there's like scenarios in it, and the game evolves as you play it. So there's all these little, when you go and look inside this gigantic box, there's all these other little boxes, and they're sealed, and you only open them at certain points in the game. So as you reach, you basically unlock these new elements, and the game evolves and changes as you play it. And there's little sealed envelopes with mysteries in them. And so it's a very peculiar game, that one. There's a few other games like that as well, where the game just evolves. You only play through it once, but you play it over like a number of sessions, and then it's completed. So that's a type of game that sort of evolves as you play it. So, but then there's other games that they cover stuff like Hidden Role games is one that's very popular with our meetups. So this would be a type of game where they're usually very simple, just card based, and it would be a group of people around the table, but some people would have a different agenda to everyone else at the table, and then it becomes about discussion and trying to figure out and deduce who the people are who have a different agenda. So a good example of that is there's a game called Spy Fall, which is a really interesting one, where everyone is given a card with a little picture of a location on it and that person's job at that location. One person at the table, because it could be like 10 people at the table, one person will get a card that just says the word spy on it. And no one knows what cards everyone has. So everyone will be at the same location, have a job at that location, and one person won't know the location. And then it's up to that person who is the spy to try and figure out what the location is. So everyone takes turns asking each other questions. And the thing is, you don't want to ask a question that's too obvious about the location, because you don't want to give away the location to the spy. But you also want to convey to the other person that you're not the spy. So you're asking a question that makes sense within the context of the area. And then you can try and ask questions like, are you trying to catch the spy out? So you could say, how did you get here today? And if the person says they walked or drove and the location is space station, then that would catch out the spy. So it's a really interesting game of bluffing and lying. And then when you're the spy, you're trying to work out what vague question can I ask that doesn't give me away. So that's a fun little one like that. So there's a bunch of games like that where it's all just about like deduction and discussion and talking around the table and just trying to figure out who's lying. And it's a huge amount of fun, and that type of thing tends to be like a really good way of getting people hooked into sort of newer contemporary games.
And the popular games like Monopoly and Cluedo, are they part and parcel of it?
No, not at all. There's too many more. Everything is advanced. Mechanics are far more interesting. Okay. Like there are trading games like Monopoly. There's games like there's one called Lords of Vegas. It's particularly good where you're buying building casinos on the Vegas Strip and you're buying a property that way. And like there's really interesting mechanics in how you change the value of the property. And it's just so much more advanced than something like Monopoly. And again, Monopoly itself was kind of hampered as well. I think it was Parker Brothers. It was originally called the Landlord's Game, designed by a woman. I can't remember her name. But it was a lot more interesting game, and that was supposed to teach the evils of capitalism. And but they kind of went Parker Brothers. I think they just sort of cut out the other half of the game, the educational bit, and just made a game that was just about greed. It's only half a game, Monopoly.
Yeah. So you guys started like four guys in a cafe shop.
Yeah. It was me and it was two other women, three other women. I think we had better gender balance back then.
Yeah. But now you've grown to 4,000. I mean, that's incredible. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic. And when you guys meet up, how is it decided? Who plays against who? How does it work out?
Generally on meetup.com, it's kind of like you can have a discussion thread for each meetup. So we meet on Tuesday evenings and Sunday afternoons in a place called Alfie Burns, which is just across the road from the National Concert Hall. And basically you can say, I'm thinking of bringing this game along. Who do I have to play? Because most of them have a limited number of players. Like this one here, despite being 10 kilos and a gigantic box, is only 4 player. Whereas some games will go up to like 10, 12 players, or some will be 5 or 6. So you fill up on the day, and then on the day someone might see the box or whatever and go, oh, that looks interesting, they have space and they can join in. So it's all very informal.
Sounds like great fun. For the more serious games like chess and draft, do you ever hold competitions?
No, not really. Again, there are other meetup groups for that type of thing. Like if people aren't familiar with meetup.com, I would recommend going there because it is a great way to meet other people and with similar interests. I've made lots of friends through the board games group as well. There's babies have been born as a result of the board game group at this point as well. Like there's families and people who are really good friends and formed lifetime friendships through.
That's great.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, what about yourself, Gavin? What would be your favourite game or games maybe?
I don't know, I quite like this type of games, I suppose, which would be sort of similar to something like Risk, so they're kind of like combat based games and strategy based, but again far more advanced in like how combat ensues. So there's games like there's a really nice one called Inish, which came out recently, which is it's made by a French company, and they have a series of games teamed around different mythologies. So there's an Egyptian one, a Greek one, and now there's an Irish one as their latest one, and it's got beautiful artwork by Jim Fitzpatrick, who did of course the famous Che Guevara mural. It's all really, really beautiful artwork by him, and really there's a lot of love and affection has gone into the creation of it. And it's really just about all these different Irish clans on an island, and you're just trying to gain control and become chieftain and that. And you don't actually have to fight. Like if two enemy clans are in the same place, if both players decide they don't want to fight, you don't have to fight. You can just say, nah, we don't want that. You're not confined by the rules. Okay. Say, oh, you have to fight because you're in the same place. So again, it's very tactical. It's all you have to keep an eye on whether people can sort of sneak the victory very easily. And it's just a really interesting game, and just the teaming of it is just beautiful as well.
Sounds like great fun, yeah. When you guys meet up, are there games provided, or does everybody have to bring their own game?
Well, it's pretty much peer-to-peer, so everyone brings their own games. Now, that said, some of us have larger collections than others, so I would generally bring about 5 or 6 different games along that people can play. And yeah, but in general, almost everyone brings something to the table. But you don't have to at all, because there's always going to be more than enough games there, because there's a lot of people who... Because it's also quite an addictive addictive hobby, so as I find, once you get hooked on buying these things, you do tend to buy a lot of them. And there's so many more coming out all the time now. Like this one in particular, Kickstarter's been very good for this type of thing. So this game probably wouldn't have been possible without something like Kickstarter, because it's such an obscure team and concept, and it's quite expensive as well to build and print. So with Kickstarter, basically they can raise the funding and know they're going to sell the copies before they print and build the thing, because there's like plastic miniatures that have to be constructed, and so it's a lot very expensive to construct something like this. So if you can get the money beforehand for something like this, Kickstarter makes it a lot easier for that type of thing. And I think some of the largest Kickstarter campaigns of all time have been board game related, like, so, and we're talking millions and millions into some of the campaigns. And Gloomhaven, that's what that came out of Kickstarter. I bought it. It's now at retail. You can buy it at retail now as a result of that. But again, it's like a very first time sort of board game developer. He hadn't really done anything else before that, and now it's the top rated game in the world. So I'm looking forward to trying it and seeing what it's like. Hopefully, I haven't wasted all my money.
I don't think so. By the looks of it, for any of you listeners out there, I'm looking at this box, and it's probably half the size of our office desk in the actual office. It's huge.
Oh, it's really heavy as well. Yeah.
So Gavin, tell us all about this event coming up.
Yes, BGI Con, or Biggie Con, basically, yeah, it stands for Board Games Ireland Convention. It was kind of just a placeholder name at first, but then I just said, it's fine, I kind of got attached to it. But you can kind of pronounce it how you want. I kind of like saying Biggie Con myself, but BGI Con is fine. So it's whatever pronunciation is true in your own heart. That's the pronunciation. That's fine.
Right.
But the idea behind it is, because generally we meet in a pub, like I was saying earlier, which is a bit limiting. There's music sometimes, like at the moment, the World Cup being on is a big impediment to our meetups. So it's not ideal, but it's kind of like in Dublin, unfortunately, the places with the largest tables tend to be bars. So it's the only place we can feasibly do a meetup. Coffee shops tend to have very, very small tables, and we do need very big tables for these things. The idea behind BiggieCon is that we have just booked a very large room at the Teachers Club on Barnhill Square. They actually have a very large hall at the back of the building. And so we have big tables, big halls, bright. There's no loud music or anything playing or anything like that. And we'll just, like myself and a few of the other organisers, will be bringing just our entire collections along. So I personally own about 100 games. So those will be there as like a library on the day, so people don't have to bring stuff, so they can just like pick up and collect stuff on the day that's there and play it on the day in at the con. So, and it'll be a full day as well, so it'll be running from like 11 in the morning until late at night. And it's a great way, particularly because some of these games take a long time to play. So there's ones that will take 5 or 6 hours to play, and it's a good opportunity to play those type of big ones, because that can be hard to play in the pub, because you're coming up to closing time and you're like, oh no, there's still a few rounds left.
I think you have an open bar as well, don't you?
There's a bar in the Teachers Club, which is a very affordable bar, and I think it does like soup and sandwiches as well. I think we may be doing another thing, which we've done as well, because we've done like little spin-off events as well. So one of our organisers, Gabriella, she has organised two very successful sort of bake-off type events where we've done little board game meetups, and people bake a cake and everyone has a bit of cake. So that's been really successful. Like, I went to one of them and like the amount of cake was crazy. Everyone baked something, so we'll be doing something similar to that in the day as well. And I'll do something where if anyone bakes a cake, they'll get free raffle tickets for the draw that we're going to do on the day as well.
I had a small breakfast, Gavin. Thanks for mentioning the cake. Is there a Facebook page or a web page for any listeners?
You can book tickets. We have biggiecon.ie. You can book tickets to the con, so it's biggiecon.ie. Or if you just go to boardgamesireland.com as our main website. We also have a podcast as well. We'll regularly just discuss games and what we've played recently and things like that. So that's on boardgamesireland.com as well. We're on Facebook and Twitter as well. We're everywhere. The main source of activity would be on meetup.com though. So, but again, if you just go to boardgamesireland.com, good domain name, and that links to everything essentially.
Links to everything. Yeah. Okay, Gavin, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
But just before
me.
We finish up, anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's me good.
Okay, right. Gavin, thanks again for joining us. Seriously, all sounds like great fun. So enjoy August the 4th. All the best and take care.
Yes.
Okay, that was Gavin Byrne. He was telling us all about the BGI Con coming up on the 4th of August, their special event in the Teachers Hall.